Day 24, Tuesday, November 15th, Genesis 27. Genesis 27 1-46 NKJV. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau his older son and said to him, My son. And he answered him, Here I am. Then he said, Behold now, I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Indeed I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Look, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, Let your curse be on me, my son, only obey my voice, and go, get them for me. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me. But Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord your God brought it to me. Isaac said to Jacob, Please come near, that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, Are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. He said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's game, so that my soul may bless you. So he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him and said, Surely, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, Who are you? So he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me also, O my father. But he said, Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, Indeed I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now? And Esau said to his father, Have you only blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau her older son were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob her younger son, and said to him, Surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Daily deep dive. The beginning of this chapter I believe reads in a straightforward manner. Verse 8, notice it's Rebekah who initiates this plan, but Jacob went along with it. Each of us bear our own guilt. We aren't responsible for others, but we are responsible for our own actions and response to the actions of others. Galatians 6:7, Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. This word for mocked means to turn up the nose or sneer at. This doesn't happen to God. When someone behaves in such a way, they will ultimately receive the same. This is a principle all of us should remember in life. God is in full control. Never think we can behave in some wrong way and think we are going to still reap blessings. Eventually, we will see the results in our lives of the choices we make. When we see difficult things in our lives, we should be wise to step back and examine, could I be reaping something I sowed? This shouldn't be taken too far as to say that all trials are due to disobedience or as punishment by God. I'm not saying that. God certainly allows trials in our lives to help us grow and to refine us. However, I'm saying a Christian should always be evaluating their lives and trying to align their lives to God. Rebekah comes up with an elaborate plan to deceive her husband Isaac, who is nearing death. This is deception and outright lies at its worst. Let's now look at the impact to both Jacob and Rebekah as a result of their actions. Here is what the UCG Bible Reading Program brings out about the results of their deception. Recall that Jacob obtained the birthright through a cunning business transaction. Later, however, Jacob meets his match when he becomes entangled with the even more cunning Laban, who outwits or takes advantage of Jacob at every turn for the better part of 20 years. Here, Jacob deceives his blind father with a slain goat and a special coat. Later, Jacob is deceived by Laban when he is blinded by the darkness of his wedding tent, and by his own sons who counterfeit the death of Jacob's beloved Joseph by using the blood of a slain goat and Joseph's special coat. Indeed, for more than 20 years, Jacob will believe the terrible lie concocted by his own sons, that his dearly loved son is dead. Notice also Rebekah's fateful words, Let your curse be on me. Indeed, she would be cursed, for just as Isaac could not see his son, so Rebekah would never again see her beloved Jacob after he left for Paddan Aram. For before Jacob's return some 20 years later, Rebekah would die. Beware, reaping what you sow is a very real spiritual principle. And just as God did not completely remove the bitterness of the crop Jacob was to reap, even though Jacob finally repented and became converted, so God will not completely remove the bitterness of the crop you sow. The spiritual effects of your bad actions may be forgiven, but in the flesh there will still be consequences. Behold, the goodness and severity of God, Romans 11:22, KJV. Just as God allowed Jacob to reap hardship and live a bitter life in order to help purge his character, so God will do with you in many respects. God is not mocked. Sow good seed, and reap the same. Sow bad seed, and reap the same as well. And, verse 33, Esau knew that he had sold his birthright, containing with it the double portion of inheritance and responsibility over the clan/family. Does he think he can still get the blessing from his father as the firstborn? Does he think he can get it all still, even though he sold it? After realizing he had been tricked, Isaac informs Esau that he has blessed him, Jacob, and he indeed now is blessed. In Hebrews 12:16 17 it states, "Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears." It's interesting to me that the Greek for fornicator here is pornos, and it comes from a root word meaning to sell, and it means that one who sells himself to others for prostitution. Then the author of Hebrews uses profane person. This word in Greek is used for who cannot cross over the threshold of a temple or holy place. They were to be denied access due to a state of being unacceptable. Esau sold his future, and his family's future, for a meal. Gave it all up and away. Genesis 25:34 tells us that Esau despised his birthright. He didn't value you at that moment in life the way he should have. He lived for the moment instead of wisely considering the future. Then later, afterward, he wanted the blessing. He was rejected and denied what he wanted. There is an incredible spiritual lesson here for all of us. We can give up our inheritance that God has promised us by selling ourselves to this world and the things of this world. If we do that, there comes a point that at the end, we may really want the spiritual inheritance again, but at that point, it's too late, and we can be denied. Today is the day to valuing and prioritizing that spiritual inheritance and making whatever changes are necessary so that we aren't crying like Esau in the end with no hope. Luke 13:27-28.